recent report compared Milwaukee's downtown to similar-sized cities around the country. The analysis was commissioned by the Greater Milwaukee Committee and the Milwaukee Downtown Business Improvement District 21. It provides 200 pages of information that can guide and inform decisions about future Milwaukee development.
To discuss those findings, we're joined by Dan Schaefer, digital editor for Milwaukee Magazine. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So first off, who are we comparing Milwaukee to in this study?
Well, it's kind of broken down into similarly sized cities, some that are viewed as aspirational cities for Milwaukee. So we have running through the list, St. Louis, Portland, Charlotte, Salt Lake City, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, Nashville, Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Baltimore.
And what are we stacking up against each other when we compare Milwaukee to St. Louis or Portland or whatever?
Well, within the context of this study, it's really looking at things like convention centers, restaurant and nightlife, sports, entertainment, a lot of the kind of cultural amenities that have been in a discussion recently in Milwaukee.
So this is in part trying to figure out tourism and travel potential, but some of it is a style of life, lifestyle for people who live in the area, right?
Certainly, yeah. And, you know, it also touches on things like transit that obviously affects people more on a day-to-day basis here.
Well, what was really interesting, one of the things that stood out was cultural infrastructure. This is one of the areas that was pointed to as a big win for Milwaukee, a place where Milwaukee looks good compared to other comparable cities. Why is that? What are some of the highlights there?
Well, I think you can look at it a couple different ways, but, you know, when they broke down kind of in the study how many seats that are available that are in the city when it comes to like concerts, theaters, events like that. And Milwaukee scored highest out of any of these 11 cities. And the study also went as far to say that, you know, even though Chicago is a city that's seven times bigger, Milwaukee has a third of the concert seats available. So I think, you know, one of the biggest successes within that realm is the Pabst Theater Group, which runs the Pabst Theater, Riverside Theater, and Turner Hall. Over the past 15 years, it's really turned into a powerhouse in the city and really key to the city's culture.
But as I read the report, they're kind of saying Milwaukee's got it when it comes to cultural institutions, maybe not flaunting it as much as the city could, not publicizing this advantage.
Yeah, that's something that came up in a luncheon that the Public Policy Forum held to further discuss this analysis. And one of the people on that panel was Gary Witt, the executive director of the Pabst Theater. And, you know, he is often critical of the Wisconsin Center District, which runs the Milwaukee Theater and the Convention Center, and also a Visit Milwaukee. And I think, you know, it really shined a light on the fact that maybe Milwaukee doesn't play to its strengths enough, and maybe Milwaukee needs to better highlight this great cultural infrastructure that we have to promote the city to people from outside the city.
Talking to Dan Schaefer with Milwaukee Magazine about a new report that compares downtown Milwaukee to downtowns in cities of comparable size around the country. As we just heard, cultural infrastructure, cultural stuff to do in the city came out looking pretty good. But Dan, what are some of the weaknesses, the areas where Milwaukee was seen as lagging those other cities?
Well, one area that was a main focus of kind of this study's conclusion was transit. One of the points made throughout the study was that downtown Milwaukee has a lot of very vibrant areas, but they're not always that close to each other. You can't walk from, you know, say, Old World 3rd Street to the 3rd Ward very easily, or Brady Street or Cathedral Square, these different areas of the city that have a lot of vibrancy, but they're not all that stitched together. And the transit aspect of that was something that was really really pointed out in the study is something that Milwaukee could use improvement on. When you look at some of the comparable cities, others have things like a streetcar, things like light rail, and just more developed public transportation infrastructure than we have here in Milwaukee. And now, you know, they do indicate that the streetcar plan that the city of Milwaukee is going forward with will do something to address this, but it won't bring Milwaukee into the top tier when it comes to public transit.
So they're looking for improvements in this report beyond this streetcar, which itself is not without controversy in the city.
Yeah, certainly not. It's taken a long, long time to get that passed, and this study views that the potential of this streetcar very positively.
So what else would they want to see beyond the streetcar to bring Milwaukee up to a par with some of the other cities in this report? Like Portland, Oregon is pretty famous for that kind of transit.
Yeah, Portland is one that has probably the most well-developed transit system that they've looked at in this study. And, you know, Portland faces a lot of the same types of challenges when it comes to the walkability aspect of, you know, different centers of its downtown being more spread out, which is really addressed by the public transit.
One measure that I thought was interesting, this is on the travel and tourism side of things, Milwaukee not looking that great in total when it came to hotel availability, but for unique hotels, Milwaukee scored really well. What does that mean?
I think that shows that downtown Milwaukee has its own unique character. There's a lot of different boutique, interesting hotels that have popped up in the city recently, like the Iron Horse Hotel or the Brew House Inn and Suites. And, you know, there's another hotel like that being built in the Third Ward right now. So I think that, along with the fact that Milwaukee has a lot of restaurants that are not chain restaurants in its downtown, so it has this interesting mix of, you know, its own restaurant scene and its own hotel scene, and that just kind of gives it a unique character. And, you know, you could also view that just like the cultural infrastructure as something that could be sold to other cities and other tourists better than it is now.
And is that, this is a big report, a couple hundred pages, but is that a common theme instead of trying to import solutions, import ideas directly from other cities, try to find things that fit Milwaukee's unique identity?
Well, what's interesting about that is the study did kind of advance the idea that, you know, you'll want to do what some of these other cities are doing. And what I wrote about in the piece kind of deconstructing this was, you know, there's some low-hanging fruit that we can play to our strengths a little bit while we work on some of these bigger challenges, like not having the convention and hotel space that a city like Indianapolis has, or not having the transit a city like Portland has. Kind of play to those strengths of the uniqueness of the downtown and the cultural infrastructure and things like that.
Now, did the report go into things beyond that downtown sort of economic and cultural infrastructure? People think about Milwaukee sometimes, and other parts of Wisconsin, they might think about high degrees of segregation or worries about crime and violence that a lot of cities have. Did this report get into any of that?
Not too extensively, maybe as, you know, an anecdotally when it comes to just talking about some of the different areas of downtown. But the primary focus of this was the things that would appeal to tourists and activities for people to do and the kind of live, work, and play aspect of a downtown.
So we've got this report, a couple hundred pages, a lot of information, a lot of comparisons and data in there. So what do people do with that now? How do they who makes use of it? What do they do with it to improve downtown Milwaukee's economy?
Well, I think it serves as a pretty compelling starting point for a lot of discussions. You know, as everyone's well aware at this point that, you know, there's a lot of different things that are kind of hanging in the balance for Milwaukee, be it the, you know, the streetcars kind of advancing at this point, but the arena for the Milwaukee Bucks is obviously without any certainty at this point. So I think this can, when we take a look at these discussions, it's a great reference point here for us to have arguments that are based in facts.
Have you seen in your reporting on this and your coverage of this, anybody saying, hey, there's a lot of good stuff here, let's take the ball and run with this part of it?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, the Bucks discussion is pretty overwhelming for a lot of things right now. And this study is, you know, it sees the Milwaukee retaining the Milwaukee Bucks as critical to the success of downtown.
All right, Dan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks again.
That's Dan Schaefer. He's digital editor for Milwaukee Magazine. He's been talking about a recent report comparing Milwaukee to comparable cities around the country when it comes to the downtown in particular. You can find a link to his write-up on this topic, more information on that report, over at the Central Time Facebook page.